Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Sugar Pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Secret of the Iron Door. Before we do another thing, kids, what do you say we all get some Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops handy where we can reach out and grab a handful to munch on? I've got my Kellogg's Sugar Pops right here. How about you? Believe me, Wranglers, they sure are powerful tasty. So sweet and crisp and crunchy. Now hurry and get some, because the show's just about to start. Here we go. Adventure dogged the footsteps of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful saddle partner, Jingles. Even a casual invitation to visit an old friend might send them thundering along a gunsmoke trail in a fight to the finish with desperate outlaws, as happened to be the case in The Secret of the Iron Door.
Had enough to eat, Jingles?
Yep, Bill. I got my belt let out to the last notch, huh? Sure appreciate you paying the check, Bill.
That's all right. Let's go.
Ooh-wee, Bill. Man sure does have a different outlook on life when he's had a good meal, don't he?
Sure makes things look rosy, all right.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill. Ain't that old Colonel Chandler getting on his horse down the street?
Chandler? Yeah, Jingles it is.
Doggone, I ain't seen him since the war. He used to sell horses to our outfit.
Well, let's catch him before he gets away.
Catch him? No, I'll fetch him. Stand where you are. I wasn't champion hog collar in East Sidalia for nothing. Hey, Colonel Chandler! Here, Colonel! Sui! Sui!
Jingles, Jingles, what are you doing?
Oh, excuse me. Forgot myself. Oh, Colonel Chandler!
That's enough. He's headed this way.
Sure, I could have brought him in from the other side of that mountain range without half trying.
Well, I'll be dogged if it isn't Wild Bill and old Shoofly Jingles.
Howdy, Colonel Chandler.
Shoofly?
Sure, Jingles. Remember how you used to sing Shoofly, Don't Bother Me when you were in the cavalry?
Yeah, almost forgot. Pretty good, too, huh?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I saw you boys.
That's right, Colonel. Still got your horse range?
Sure. You'll both have to come out and see me.
We'll do that, Colonel.
Yeah, we better get moving, Colonel. We want to get the Two Springs horse undone.
All right, Curly, but first meet two old friends of mine. Gents, this is Curly Dodge, my foreman. The big one's Jingles, Curly, and, well, you've heard plenty about the other one, Wild Bill Hickok.
Howdy,
yeah, I heard what a big blowhard Hickok is. Too bad I had the misfortune to drift along, sir.
Curly!
Why, you sawed-off excuse for...
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. Colonel Chandler, it seems to me your foreman has taken a mighty lot for granted.
Curly, you got no call to talk that way to Wild Bill.
I says he's a blowhard. And I reckon I can prove it.
You're making a mistake, Curly.
I don't look for trouble, mister, but if you've got anything to prove, fill your hand.
Maybe I'll just do that, Hickok.
Bill! Well, I reckon he proved something all right, Colonel. Prove just what long ears he's got.
All right, Curly. You got the gun shot right out of your hand. Now head on up the road. I'll catch up to you.
You got a lucky shot, Hickok. You better not cut my trail again. It won't be healthy for you.
Well, now, ain't he a rough gent?
Sorry, Bill. Had no idea he'd get off the reservation like that.
Think nothing of it, Colonel. We'll go right out to see you tomorrow. I'll take another look at him. Something tells me that trouble is that gent's middle name.
Well, I'll be a lop-eared, bow-legged maverick. Some low-down, two-legged critter stole my Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Saddle your horses and unlimber your shooting irons, men. Let's go after the...
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I just remembered something. Wasn't any two-legged critter who stole my Kellogg's sugar pops. It was me. I ate them up last night before I rolled into my bunk bed. Mighty good thing I got me another couple of boxes of them down in the chuck wagon. Now let that be a lesson to you, saddlewaddies. Always keep an extra box or two of these good golden corn nuggets stowed away, just so you're never out of them when you want them most. Come on now, join in singing our little sugar pop song.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
Say, listen, men. Don't break up camp now, because a little later I'm going to give you the lowdown on how to get Wild Bill Hickok's treasure map and secret guide.
A chance meeting with an old friend, Colonel Chandler, brings Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles an invitation to visit the Colonel's horse ranch and a sudden gunfight with Curly Dodge, the Colonel's foreman. With trouble hanging in the air like a black cloud, Bill and Jingles ride toward the Chandler ranch the next afternoon.
Oh, Shoofly, don't bother me. Shoofly, don't bother me. Oh, Shoofly, don't bother me. I belong to Company B. Oh, Shoofly, don't...
Now, who's that?
Bill, look! The redcoats are coming!
I see you, chaps. Out of my way.
Oh, 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 watch out. Hey, Jingles, pull Joker down. He's going to throw you.
I can't. He's got his head. Whoa, Joker. Whoa!
Oh, watch out. Whoa. Hey, partner, you hurt?
Oh, sure I'm hurt. I'm busted in 1,000 places. Doggone that hoorah and galoot in that red coat. What was he yelling about anyway?
Take it easy, Jingles. Here he comes back.
All right, say that now. Well, I'm deeply sorry to have caused you to come a cropper, old tenant.
Well, what were you riding and yelling through here like a Comanche on the warpath for, anyhow?
Fox hunting. Oh. Pete's fault, you know. These coyotes are not like the foxes we have in merry old England, but they do keep me fit.
My name's Hickok, mister. This is my partner, Jingles.
Oh, how'd you do?
Excuse yourself,
Wait, old bean. Hickok? Oh, you're not the famous Wild Bill Hickok.
Why not?
Some folks call me that.
Oh, I'm Sir Reginald Hardwick, His Majesty's horse. Colonel Chandler, tell me about you. I say, Hickok, you're famous, you know. Deuced hero, quite. Pictures in the London Times and all that sort of thing.
Sure, he's my partner.
Yeah, and who are you?
Me, I'm his partner. Ain't I, Bill?
That's right.
You see?
By the way, Sir Reginald, did the Colonel get back yet?
Back? Then you haven't heard.
Heard what?
Chandler's manager. Foreman, I believe you called it over here. Found the Colonel's horse, empty saddle. Bloomin' tragedy it was. Very mysterious. Happened this morning. Colonel's dead, Hickok.
Well, yonder's the Colonel's ranch house, Bill.
Yeah. Sir Reginald, you said it was Curly found the Colonel's horse.
Quite so. The animal cantered into the corral, you know, as horses will.
Had you closed your deal with the Colonel for his horses?
No, bloomin' nuisance, too. Now, this Curly person has increased the price to 2,000 pounds.
Pounds? 2,000 pounds of what?
That means Curly's asking almost $10,000, partner.
Quite so.
Curly's only the foreman. If the Colonel's dead, how can Curly make a deal?
Oh, the beggar's got a letter signed by the Colonel. Says Curly's in power to operate the ranch and make any sale. Oh, there's Curly and his assistant cow daddy, Buck.
Watch that sidewinder, Bill.
Right. Pooh, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker.
Hey, what is this? What are you doing here, Hickok?
Hickok? Curly, how come you...
Shut up, Buck. I'll handle this.
Colonel Chandler gave us an invitation to ride out today.
Well, the Colonel ain't here, so you ain't welcome.
You are presuming, sir. Mr. Hickok and his associate are quite welcome as my guests.
You ain't gonna be here long either. I want that deal closed tonight in cash.
I will pay you my bank draft or nothing.
You ain't putting nothing like that over on me.
Seems to me you're mighty anxious to make that deal, Curly.
It ain't none of your business, Hickok. Now get off this ranch, or I'll fill you so full of lead it'll take three horses to drag you off.
Bill is gone.
I see a jingle.
You heard me, Hickok. Get on them cayuses and make tracks.
Not till after you've answered a few questions, Curly.
Why, you...
Bill! I say, Hickok, what a rapid draw. Shot the blooming pistol right out of his hand. Extraordinary.
Yes, sir, ain't it? No, you don't, Buck. You stand hitched.
I ain't doing nothing.
Well, don't even think about doing it.
All right, Curly, you ready to talk?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk.
Then let's see that letter giving you the right to make deals.
Yeah. Here it is.
It says, to whom it may concern. If anything happens to me, my foreman, Curly Dodge, is authorized to run my horse ranch and make any deals he wants to.
Did the colonel sign it?
Yes, I know his handwriting.
Then I guess it's legal.
Sure it is. Now you've found out what you want to know, Hickok. You can be in your way.
Not so fast. What happened to the colonel?
An accident. Fell off his horse and hit his head. We found his horse right near him. Buried the old man where he fell.
Can you show us the grave?
I ain't going to... It's on the other side of the ranch, miles from here. That's all there is to it.
I see. Sir Reginald, I think we'll accept your invitation to stick around, at least till I've satisfied my curiosity.
You sure picked on a bear cat when you tangled with Hickok.
Shut up. I'm trying to think.
Well, whatever you're thinking, you can count me out. I'm leaving. Hickok's wise to something.
You ain't going nowhere, Buck. You're staying here.
Cut that out. Now, put that gun away.
Now, you listen to me, Buck. You're sticking through this with me.
And what I ain't going to
say... Listen. Don't talk. We're going to take the fancy-talking dude's bank draft, get to the bank first thing tomorrow, and cash it. Then clear out.
What about Hickok and his deputy?
Well, we got to find a way to get rid of him.
Oh, no, not me. I ain't tangling horns with Hickok.
All we got to do is wait a chance. Now get out there and shadow him closer than a burr in a saddle blanket. First suspicious move he makes, come for me. Go on, get moving.
Hickok, you ain't been doing nothing but sitting there all afternoon. What you thinking about?
That letter, Jingles.
Oh.
I could understand the colonel making a will and leaving the ranch to Curly or anybody else, but I don't believe he wrote that letter.
Yeah, but that ain't no will. It just says he can run the ranch and make deals.
But how do you explain the colonel's signature, Hickok?
That's the part that doesn't make horse sense.
Yeah, even a horse would have better sense than that.
Jingles, you're right.
Huh? What'd I say, Bill?
A horse would have better sense. That's it. Come on, partner. We'll ask a horse.
Now, Bill, make sense. I ain't going out in the night to talk to no horse. Just ain't reasonable.
Horses are smarter than we are sometimes, Jingles. Did you tie Buckshot and Joker up by the corral?
Yeah, right by the gate. I was going to unsaddle them later. And...
Oh, good.
You going to ask Buckshot about that? Oh, now, what am I saying? See, now you got me believing it.
No, I figured to ask the colonel's horse.
Oh, well, now, I hadn't thought of that. Huh?
He's that big black with a white blaze near the far fence.
Yeah, sure shines in the moonlight, don't he? Kind of nervous, too.
It's that way, Jingles. Well, come on.
You ain't going to let him out, are you, Bill?
Sure. Wait till I get these bars down. There. All right, boy, you're free. Now, where do you want to go?
Bill, he's jumping out. There he goes, headed for the hill.
After him, Jingles. Steady there, Buckshot. All right. Get in, Buckshot. Go, boy. Ha!
Cap, Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha!
Hey, Curly, where are you?
Looked like you just seen a stampede.
I did. Hickok let the colonel's horse out of the corral. He's headed out for the iron door.
Colonel's horse?
Yeah, and Hickok and Jingles hightailed it after him. We gotta get out of here.
We sure have, Buck. This is a chance we've been waiting for.
You crazy? What are you talking about?
That horse is doing us a favor. With that keg of blasting powder set for the iron door, it'll be a cinch to get rid of Hickok and the rest of our troubles all at once. Oh, come on.
Well, here it is. Time for Panhandle Jim to give you the straight facts about Wild Bill Hickok's treasure map and secret treasure guide. Like I've been telling you, Wild Bill's treasure map shows, for instance, where Captain Kidd's pirate treasure is reported buried on Bailey Island off the coast of Maine, where the Jesse James gang is believed to have buried their holdup loot in Oklahoma. It also shows the probable location of lost Indian silver mines in Michigan, a lost diamond mine in Nevada, buried gold and silver bars in Georgia, an immense treasure of old gold coins in Kentucky, Spanish gold doubloons in Missouri, buried treasure of all kinds right in your own state, maybe even right in your own hometown or city. And along with the treasure map, you get Wild Bill Hickok's secret treasure guide, listing and describing where these and almost 300 other treasures are supposed to be hidden. Think of the fun and excitement of having a Wild Bill Hickok treasure map and secret guide to lost treasure. But if you want yours, Wranglers, you'll have to hurry. Time's a-wasting. Act pronto and send 25 cents in coin, along with your name and address, and one Kellogg Sugar Pops box top to Kellogg's, Box 320, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is good only in areas permitting such offers.
Keeping close on the heels of Colonel Chandler's big black horse, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles raced through the night. It was nearly an hour later that the big black headed for high ground.
Hey, Bill. He's climbing that hill ahead of us.
Yeah. Hi, Buckshot. We can't lose him now, boy.
Hey, Billy, stop.
Yeah. Now, maybe he's going to tell us what we want to know.
Oh, now, Bill, horses can't talk. You know that.
The colonel's horse may be talking plainer than you think, partner. Pooh, Buckshot. Pooh, Buck.
Oh, Joker. Whoa.
Hey, look at him pull that big iron door.
What's in there in the side of the hill?
We're soon going to find out. All right, boy, you've done your work. Now it's our turn to take over.
Want a match, Bill?
Yeah. Hey, this looks like a lock.
Here you are. Hey, it is a lock.
Right. Stand back. I'll shoot it off.
That's it.
Now lift that bar and help me swing open this door.
Sure is a heavy one.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It opens in, not out.
Oh, yeah. That's easier, huh, Bill? Hey, look, it's a cave.
You better strike another match, Jingles.
Yeah. Sure wish I had a candle or a lantern.
Who's there? On the roof. I got a big rock.
Bill, did you hear that?
Colonel Chandler, is that you?
Yes. Who are you?
Bill Hickok and Jingles. Are you all right?
Well, thank my lucky stars. How'd you find me?
Oh, that was easy, Colonel. We just asked your horse. Glad to see you're fit. Bill, how'd you know it was him?
Curly responsible for this, Colonel?
Yes, Bill. I never thought for a minute he was a low-down crook. I trusted him.
Bill, you mean Curly locked him in here?
That's right, Jingles. And he made me sign a paper so he could get the money from the sale of horses to Sir Reginald.
Why, that ornery thieving coyote. Wait till I get my hands on him. I'll tie
him. You'll never get your hands on nobody else, you big windbag. Huh? Bill, that's Curly.
He's closed the door. Come on. You low-life sidewinder, let us out of here.
You'll never get out of there alive, none of you.
Blasting powder set, Curly.
Good. Hickok, you're all going to be sealed up in there forever. This blasting powder will bring the whole mountainside down to cover this door for good.
Oh, doggone that Gila monster anyway.
It's got a long fuse, Hickok. So you got a lot of time to think about it. So long. Come on, Buck. Up, boy. Up. Come on,
sucker! Well, now we ain't got a chance.
Oh, yes, we have, Jingles, if we hurry. Curly forgot something. Remember I said the door opened into this cave, not out?
Yeah, but I don't see...
I do. Hickok, you're smarter than a fox. The hinges.
Huh? Sure, the hinges are on the inside. And if that fuse is long enough to give us time, we can pound the pins out of the hinges.
And take the door off.
Well, then let's do it.
Get a rock and start on the bottom one, partner. I'll take the top one. Here, give us a little light over here, Colonel.
Here's a good rock. Bill, I sure hope that's a long fuse.
How you coming, Jingles?
Just a little more. How about you?
Same here. Look out below. Well, there's mine.
Just one or two more and...
That's it. Now, quick, let's pry it off.
Here, now, let me get in there, Bill. I'll get that dad-burned door off or bend it trying.
It's given, partner.
It's got to give.
Ah, that's it.
Good work, Jingles. Now let's crawl out of here. Well, come on, Colonel. Run for it.
Look, Bill, that fuse is about to go.
All right. Get out on the ground, flat.
Well, I don't spread out very flat, Bill.
Cover your heads, quick.
Ooh, just think what we missed.
Yeah, and by not very much.
Yeah, you boys saved my life. I'll never forget that.
We still got a couple of coyotes to corral, Colonel.
Yeah, ain't Curly and Buck going to be surprised to see us?
All right, you old fossil. Stop stalling and write out that bank draft.
I say, you can't force me to make this deal, you know. Your methods are too high-handed enough to make me change my mind.
What's he talking about, Curly?
He's just talking. Now, I'll give you 2 minutes to fill out that draft, Hardwick. Then I'll...
Drop that gun, Curly.
Curly, it's Hickok. Don't shoot again, Hickok.
All right, Buck, stay where you are. Okay, Jingles, go in the door.
Now, you sidewinder, don't move. Come on in, Bill. I got him covered. Well, Sir Reggie, old Radish, how's tricks?
Hey, you're almost too late to be impudent, Jingles, old thing. What kept you?
What kept us? Why, you white-haired old billy goat, we was doggone near buried alive.
Never mind, Jingles. We found Colonel Chandler, Sir Reggie.
They sure did, Reggie.
Chandler, old boy. You give me quite a start returning from the grave and all that. Extraordinary. How did you do it?
Bill and Jingles dug me up.
Yeah, we sure did.
Well, let's say so long, Jingles, and take these two wranglers to jail. Guess our visit's over for this time.
Oh, I say now, Hickok, you can't just be a hero and push off like that. We should fire a salute and have a cup of tea or something. Something appropriate, you know.
Oh, now, don't call for nothing like that, Sir Reggie, old squash. We do it every day, you know, quite. Things like this ain't so extraordinary when you ride with Wild Bill Hickok. Really, old bean.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
We'll be with you again on Friday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok story.
Yes, sir. Guy and all about a fight that went on for a copper mine in the Old West and a fellow we call the Terrible Cook. Be with us, will you?
And meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a big package of the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
In the bright yellow packages with the picture of Guy and me right on the front. Eat them out of the bowl for breakfast or right out of the box as a snack. Either way, you don't need sugar.
Andy and I think sugar pops are great, huh, Andy?
You bet we do.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Dick Ryan, Ken Christie, Tom Holland, Ted Von Eltz, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Rice Krispies presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Terrible Cook.